On the line, Professor Nick Talley, the editor of the Medical Journal of Australia. Professor, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ben.
This is a rare, rare condition, but if you get it, it can be life-threatening.
It is extremely rare. That's the first point. Yes, it can be life-threatening. Obviously, it's very good we are aware of this, so it can be treated early. That's important, but it is something that we need to be mindful of. It's extremely rare. It's a very, very specific combination of blood clots and what I call low platelets, low clotting platelets. So it's very specific, and that obviously helps with making an early diagnosis. But of course, the government's been very concerned, understandably. I think they've made an important and courageous decision, but I really hope people don't get turned off the vaccination program. It's just so important.
WA has taken a stronger stance than the federal government on AstraZeneca. In WA, AstraZeneca vaccines will now only be given to people over the age of 50, whereas the federal government is saying it'll no longer be recommended for people under 50. Is WA being extra cautious? Are they on the money? Where do you stand?
Well, look, I think the federal government's been very, very, very cautious. I think WA's perhaps stepped a little further out. I think the federal government's taken the right stance based on what we know now. And things may change again, obviously, as we get more evidence. Perhaps it'll get loosened up again. We'll have to wait and see. But bottom line is, this is a very effective and very safe vaccine, and the AstraZeneca vaccine, and that's the important thing people need to know.
So we'll now have to rely more on Pfizer and wait for Novavax.
Yeah, I think so. Obviously, the good news about the Pfizer vaccine is it's extremely effective and very, very safe. So that's also, you know, incredibly important. More than 100 million Americans have had that vaccine, for example. So that's, you know, impressive. So really, that's the good news. But of course, getting supply, that will slow things down. That's the bad news about all of this, the disruption that will occur in terms of the program.
And when it comes to AstraZeneca, people over the age of 50, fear not. And there wouldn't have been that many people under 50 who would have got it. Maybe some of those frontline health workers.
Yeah, I don't know the numbers, but not many. And if they've had if you've had a first dose with no reaction, please have your second dose 12 weeks later of the AstraZeneca. The evidence doesn't suggest that's a problem at all. So please, please do that.
Good to catch up, Professor. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Professor Nick Talley, the editor of the Medical Journal of Australia.